The Chemical Reporter.
Hello, this is Jeff again, The Chemical Reporter. Today's question comes from Tina in Ravensburg. She wants to know, why does glue stick? And above all, why does it always stick to my fingers? A really unpleasant feeling, but that is another topic. Back to the question. Today, it's unthinkable that any household would be without glue. Wallpaper, glued-on cup handles, or craft supplies. I asked Birgit Salbert about what makes glue sticky. She is a chemist.
Beim Kleber ist es so, dass zwei Kräfte wirken.
In glue, two forces are at work. So-called adhesion is responsible for making the glue stick to any other object and creating a tight bond. For example, joining the pieces of a broken vase together. This effect can be strengthened if we use pressure. For example, if we pressed a cup handle, which has been coated with glue, tightly against the cup. Wet sand has these properties also, albeit not as strong. If we build a sandcastle, adhesion holds it together as long as the sand is moist. The second force at work is cohesion, the effect of attraction between atoms or molecules. Cohesion is responsible, firstly, for the fact that glue initially has a certain fluidity, and secondly, after it hardens, it stays really stuck. All of this does not happen in the tube where the glue is stored, and the reason for this is simply that the glue must harden in order for this effect to develop. Thus, it must first come in contact with oxygen and must be outside of the tube for that to happen. Otherwise, the glue would already be sticking inside the tube. However, glue is by no means a discovery of our time. In the past, natural materials such as rubber were used, and after that, not exactly sweet-smelling mixtures of turpentine, spruce resin, and lead oxide. Thus, they bore no comparison to adhesives of today. For example, those little price labels. This adhesive is completely free of any dissolver and water. The intensity and adherence can even be adjusted. So you can peel off the price labels without any residue. And that, Tina, just answered our question. Until next time, your chemical reporter, Jeff.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the chemical reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.